今日の箇所ですね、マルコの12章30節。心を尽くし、精神を尽くし、思いを尽くし、力を尽くして、あなたの神である主を愛しなさいというふうにあります。 Mark 12:30 says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. What does it mean to you? We came here to worship Him, worship God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all your mind and with all our strength.
時々私たちね、頭だけで考えてしまったり、あるいは、どうでしょうかね、こう今日礼拝に来て、今日自分の気に入った歌歌えるな、なんか嬉しいな、今日はなんかあまり好きじゃない歌だな、なんかこの気持ち入らないな、今日は説教つまんないな、いろんなことをお腹すいたな、なんて言うんですけどね、誰が中心でしょうかね。我々礼拝に来ました、そういう自分中心的なところを抜け出してですね、あるいは自分っていっぱいいっぱいになってるんですけれども、それを神様の前に、十字架の前に注ぎ出す、イエス様に背負っていただく、もう一度自己中心から神中心になるために私たちここに集まっているわけですね。そして感情ですね、精神、心を尽くし、心を注ぎ出して、頭もフル回転させて、どういう意味を歌ってるのか、お腹空いてるな、そんなことじゃなくてね、そんな神様に喜ばれる礼拝、これが神様に、それが神様に喜ばれる礼拝だと思います。 So when we worship, what is in your mind? Are you thinking about this afternoon? Going somewhere, beach, mountain? Or just thinking about your lunch maybe? Or maybe you're thinking that we are not singing our favorite song. Well, I don't like this song, or I like this song. Or maybe today's song is boring, whatever it is. Or are you planning, well, you know, we are busy and we have many things going on in our lives during weekdays, but are we pouring out these things on the cross today? Are you giving up yourself and put all of those stuff on the cross? Do you know the posture of prayer in Old Testament times or New Testament and New Testament times?旧約聖書の時代ですね、新約聖書の時代、祈りってどうやりますか、皆さん、祈りする姿勢こうですかね、こう、いろいろありますけどね、これ西洋から来てますね、西洋でこういうのが始まったわけですけど、もともとの聖書の時代、旧約聖書の時代、新約聖書の時代、どういうふうに祈ってましたか、知ってますか。 So these prayer postures maybe we do, but these are from EuropeSo, how was the original posture in Old Testament times and New Testament times?
こういう意味ありますか、これ。What does it mean? Why did you take that?
What this is giving you the image or meaning? どういう意味ありますか、これ。お手上げするときどうやりますか、お手上げですね、これお手上げです、降参してるんです、サレンダー、 We're surrendering to God, surrendering ourselves to God, we give everything to God and we are crying out to God, that's the posture it's giving.
今日そういう礼拝したいです、今日だけじゃないんですけれども、毎日ですけど、特に日曜日、 especially Sunday
Well, including Sunday, we worship like that because our lives are the surrender everything to God. That's what we committed, right?
今から賛美しますけれども、そういうことですね。賛美するというのは我々中心ではなくて神中心になることですね。この礼拝賛美しながら、なんかこう手で仕事してたりとか、頭仕事考えたり、そういうことじゃないですね。 そうなりましょう。じゃもう一つだけ、バベルの塔、バベルの塔ありますね、バベルの塔、彼らは、天に届く塔を建て有名になろう、名を上げよう、そして自分たちが散らされないようにするためにって言いました。解けばタオバボバボイザーレWhen they built the Tower of Babel, they wanted to be famous. They wanted to raise their names, so that they not be scattered. But what happened? They were scattered. Why? Because of the selfishness and self-centeredness and selfish ambition. And what happened was that they were scattered and there was chaos. Then they started to... They were originally speaking one language, but after that they started to speak many languages and there was chaos. Okay? バビロンの塔ですね、知らされないためにっていうことで作っていて、自分の名を上げようとしたわけです。有名になりたかった、自分中心だった、自分の名を上げようとした、どうなりましたか。知らされましたね。神様によって知らされちゃった。一つの言葉で喋ってたんですよ。一つの言葉で喋ってたのに、そこには混乱、ディビジョン、そういうこう、なんていうの、喧嘩、そういうものが起こって、たくさんの言葉で喋り始めました。新約聖書に全く反対の出来事が起こります。In the New Testament, I have a totally opposite thing. What was that? ペンテコステ。反対の出来事、ペンテコステですね。みんなたくさんの言葉で喋ってましたよ。喋り始めました。しかしそこには何がありましたか。混乱ですか。一致です。たくさんの言葉で喋ってたのに一致したんです。バビロンの塔の時は一つの言葉で喋ってたのに、そこには喧嘩があり、こうぐちゃぐちゃだったわけですけれども、ペンテコステの時にたくさんの言葉で喋ってたのに一致がありました。一つになりました。今日それ体験したいと思いますね。ここにたくさんの言葉の方いらっしゃいますけれども、何でもいいです。言葉、神様、わかりますのでね。どんな言葉で歌ってもらっても結構です。ただ、自分が神様を先ほど言った、心を尽くし、精神を尽くし、思いを尽くし、それが大事なのでね、神様、心を見られてますので、それに集中したいなと思います。So, whatever you speak or you sing, it doesn't matter. The heart matters to him.So whatever language is pretty sing, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you can worship him with your heart, with your soul, with your strength, please do it. And I don't care how you stand up or sit down or dance around or like that or bind down, or doesn't matter, heart matters to him, okay? So,なので、どんなもう、ね、座って礼拝しても結構ですし、先ほどやったようにもうひざまずいてもう礼拝してもらっても結構ですし、もうダンスしてね、ダビデみたいにもうダンスしまくって礼拝しても結構ですし、もう手を挙げてね、ガーッて礼拝しても結構ですし、もうどんな形でもね、もう神様喜ばれますので、礼拝したいと思います。この辺りでしゃべるのストップして礼拝しましょうね。はい、じゃあ礼拝しましょう。最初はですね、ちょっと新しい歌を歌いたいと思います。はい、主の皆崇めますっていう歌ですね。 Bless be your name っていう歌なんですけれども、初めての方もいらっしゃると思う、ちょっと練習してね、歌いたいと思います。どうぞもう自由にしてくださいね。立ちたいなと思われる方は立ってください。立てる方、座って礼拝したいなっていう方は座ってごらんでも結構ですので、So if you feel comfortable standing, もし立てる方はお立ちください。そして座ったままが良ければ座ったまで結構です。ゆっくりいきますね。ここだけちょっと歌います。一緒にもしよければ、英語でも日本語でもどちらでもいいです。主を褒めます。人生の荒野取る時でさえ崇めます。もう一回歌いましょう。主を褒めます人生の荒野取る時でさえ崇めます。はい、 意味をね考えながら歌いましょうね。これ夜から来てますね。どんな時でも神様の皆を崇めましょうっていうそういう歌です。もう一回歌います。
主を褒めます。人生の荒野とる時でさえ崇めます。
繰り返します。
主を褒めます。人生の荒野とる時でさえ崇めます。恵みに応えて与える暗闇の時も変わらず主の皆崇めます。その皆を主の皆崇めます。栄光さ
もう一回最初からで続けていきます。繰り返しが多いのですごくないと思って意味を考えながら歌ってみましょう。はい。
主を褒めます。人生の荒野とる時でさえ崇めます。主を褒めます。人生の荒野とる時でさえ崇めます。
恵みに
応えて与える、暗闇の時も主を褒めます。人生の荒野とる時でさえ崇めます。
ここでねちょっと変わるんです。繰り返すんですけど、手話耐えて手話捉える、よくから来てますね。ちょっと声入れますよ。ちょっと上がりますけど変わるんですけどね、いきますよ。
手話耐えて手話捉える、ほぐれきかな主の皆を、
もう一回、
主は与えて主は取られる、ほぐれきかな主の皆を、
主の皆がめます、その皆を
主の皆崇めます。栄光捧げます。
もう一回、
主の皆崇めます、その皆を、主の皆崇めます、栄光捧げ
もう一回歌います。はい、どうぞお出しください。あの、Let's stand up and let's praise to the Lord。
我が主耶稣よ、あなただけに命の日の限り賛美捧げる。心癒す慰め全てを捧げて絶えず讃えよ。 Shout to the Lord、 主に叫べ、力権威をにあれ、山は冷えずし
1844, the hills of Ireland were green. Clouds drifted across painted skies. And for a young Irishman, the future was filled with hope and promise. Joseph Scriven had completed his university education and returned to his home outside of Dublin. He was engaged to his childhood love and soon planned to take her hand in marriage. On the day before their wedding, Scriven's fiancée rode out to meet him along the banks of the River Mon. In a terrifying instant, her horse was startled, and she was thrown headfirst into the rushing waters. Knocked unconscious by the fall, she drowned moments before Scriven arrived.
And they were taking the body out of the water, and he was close enough to look, and he looked into the face of the girl that he was supposed to marry the next day. As he said later, he said, the bottom of my world seemed to just disappear. And he said, no, wherever I looked after that in Ireland, I always was reminded of the wonderful day I had looked forward to that never had occurred.
Emotionally shattered by the death of his love, Joseph Scriven turned to God for consolation and guidance. He decided to leave Ireland, and in 1845 he arrived in Ontario, Canada, where he would spend the rest of his life. Scriven settled near the town of Port Hope on the shores of Lake Ontario. There he committed himself to the ideals of Christ's Sermon on the Mount, devoting his life to helping others in need. these roads, assisting widows, the sick, and the poor. It was said that he never once denied a request for help, and that his greatest desire was to reflect the love of God through his life. For nearly 40 years, Joseph Scriven was a living light of charity and faith in this small Canadian town. And for his acts of kindness, he came to be known as the Good Samaritan of Port Hope.
He devoted his life to love and good deeds for the people of his community there. And they saw him walking down the street carrying a sawhorse and a saw, and someone in the community said, "Well, there's Joseph Scriven. He's willing to saw wood for anyone." This particular individual said, "Boy, I'd like to hire him to do it for me. I'd love to find a sober young man to cut wood for me." And this individual responded, "Well, you won't get Joseph Scriven, because he only helps the people who cannot pay or have no resources for which to reimburse you." So he really did want to help people out of the goodness of his heart because of God's grace.
Joseph Scriven spent many years tutoring the children of Robert Pengele, a retired British sea captain. It was in this house that he met and fell in love with Pengele's niece, Eliza Rush. To be married in the spring of 1854, yet only weeks before their wedding, tragedy struck Scriven's life for a second time. Eliza Rush became ill with pneumonia. Despite Joseph's vigilant care, she died at the age of 23. Once again, Scriven was heartbroken by the loss of a woman he loved. And once again, he found strength by turning to a God he looked upon as his closest friend. The following year, he wrote a poem to his mother in Ireland. His words described this extraordinary friendship that had given him purpose and hope in the face of devastating pain.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
In simple yet eloquent language, Joseph Scriven, a man well acquainted with sorrow and loneliness, had defined for the world the essence of a right relationship with God. He saw his Creator not as an impersonal force to be feared, but as a loving father and friend whose greatest desire is to carry our burdens and ease our pain. For the rest of his life, Scriven would continue to demonstrate his faith throughout Port Hope. And today, more than a century after his death, his profound insights into the true character of God still resound through the legacy of a timeless hymn.
To God in prayer.
first published anonymously. Nearly a decade passed before Scriven revealed to a neighbor and to the rest of the world that he and the Lord had written it together. Today, what a friend we have in Jesus stands among the most beloved hymns ever penned. And outside of Port Hope, a monument commemorates the life and work of a humble yet remarkable man who trusted God with the deepest burdens of his life and walked with him as his friend.
あの私たちが減り下れば減り下るほど神様の愛が分かってきますね。神様の愛が入ってきますね。こうシューッと入ってきますね。 The more humble we are, the God's grace will come down. So let us sing、What a friend we have in Jesus、それではどうぞお立ちくださって、慈しみ深き、友達ですわやっていきましょう。
慈しみ深き友なるイエスは罪とがる霊を取り去りたも
この歌を最後の歌にしたいと思います。精一杯賛美したいと思います。
主を褒めます。人生の穴の取る時でさえあげます。主を褒めます。人生の穴の取る恵みに応えて与える。暗闇の時も変わらず主を皆あがめます。その皆を主の皆あがめます。栄光さ主を褒めます。人生の荒野取る時でさえあがめます。主を褒めます。人生の荒野取る時でさえあがめます。
最後のお祈りを、心を一つにし、みんなでお祈りしましょう。Let's pray with one heart. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face shine upon us, that Your ways may be known on earth.Your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him.どうか神が私たちを憐れみ祝福し、御顔を私たちの上に照り輝してくださるように。それはあなたの道が地の上に あなたの御救いが全ての国々の間に知られるためです。神よ、国々の民があなたを褒めたたえ、国々の民がこぞってあなたを褒めたたえますように。国民が喜び、また喜び歌いますように。それはあなたが公正をもって国々の民を裁かれ、地の国民を導かれるからです。神よ、国々の民があなたを褒めたたえ、国々の民がこぞってあなたを褒めたたえますように。地はその産物を出しました。神、私たちの神が私たちを祝福してくださいますように。神が私たちを祝福してくださって、地の果て果てがことごとく神を恐れますように。アーメン。
アーメン。